This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Sounds from the White House as Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, honored French President Emmanuel Macron Thursday evening with a grand state dinner, the first of Biden's COVID-19 shadowed presidency for a foreign leader. Earlier, the two leaders vowed to maintain a united front against Russia on Thursday amid growing worries about waning support for Ukraine's war effort in the U.S. and Europe. Macron's visit to Washington has been tempered by his criticism of Biden's Inflation Reduction Act and the challenges both leaders face amid mounting costs of keeping military and economic aid flowing to Kyiv with no end in sight for the Russian invasion. Despite the differences, Biden and Macron sought to underscore that the U.S.-France alliance remains solid and that the West must hold steadfast against Russian President Vladimir Putin's war. The U.S. Senate has taken action to avert a rail strike that the Biden administration and business leaders say would greatly damage the economy. The Senate bill passed Thursday to bind rail companies and workers to a proposed settlement that was reached between the rail companies and the union leaders in September. The Senate passage of the measure came one day after the House voted to impose the agreement. The measure now goes to President Biden for his signature.